open. Come on, Dick, faster.
She's open all the way now, you speed demon. You want to capsize?
Oh, what are you so afraid of? What do you care where you're going? Come on, let's get swallowed up in the fog. Then they'll never be able to find us. Come on, Dick, faster.
All right, sir. You asked for it.
Heaven.
Are you all right, dear?
Yes, I was, Dick.
We almost hit a boy. Fog is so thick. We could have been smashed to kingdom come.
I wish we had. Oh, I wish to heaven we had. We'd have got a kick out of that anyway.
Well, you're upset, Claire. Come on, let's go back.
Back? Back to the yacht club? Those chattering monkeys and that tinny music? Oh, no, Dick. I hate it. I hate it all.
You'll be late for that dance you promised. What's his name?
That egg. Slobbers. Life slobbers, Richard. It's too pallid. All that silly squirm they call dancing, and sweet cocktails, moist hand-holding, those nauseous stories they've simply got to tell you behind the lilac bush. Oh, it makes me ill. I'm fed up, Dickie. Flat as a highball that's been standing all night. And yet, where do I go from here?
Well, I'm glad you're beginning to see
things.
Oh,
sure, sure. You can say that, a man. But look at me. I'm not ready to settle down and wither away just yet. Life still owes me a few thrills. I've got a few experiences coming to me. I have. Dickie, I'm not a kid any longer. And they've got to be wilder than a drinking party or being mauled behind a lilac bush. They've got to hurt.
Well, Claire, darling, you don't know what you're saying.
Oh, don't I? Look, I'll tell you what I need. If this sticky, dull summer will ever end, the shooting season ever come around again, and maybe I'll feel more like myself. Yes, yes, don't look like that. I'd feel like $1 million right now, with the weight of a gun in my hands and a cold old wind blowing and the ducks flying. Dick, there's a kick left there. A bang, a kick, and a duck. Ducks and rabbits. Some wild adventure for a grown woman. Oh, Dickie, I could cry like a baby. That's got away from me, too. That's pallid, too. Oh, it's got to be bigger than ducks. It's got to be wilder than cottontails. I want it to kick. That's that.
Come on. Let's get back now, Claire. You're shivering. I told you to get your wrap. You're catching your death.
Hey, what's that boat coming this way? Sneaks through the fog like a smuggler.
Hard to tell. Probably just a Coast Guard cutter.
Oh, let's hail them. I've always wondered what the Coast Guard boys were like. Must be nice if they're anything like the movies.
Oh, you're incurable, Claire. One minute you're sick of life, and the next you're agog over a uniform.
Oh, Richard, you're so thick. Let me fight it out my own way. Look, here they come.
Ahoy there! Lower your mizzens and bring her about. Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Are you a Coast Guard boat?
That's us, lady. What are you doing out this time of night?
Oh, we're just smuggling some Chinese into the country. You don't mind, do you?
Well, you can't be hiding many of them in that rowboat.
Oh, don't insult the Shamrock. She's the fastest outboard in these waters. Say, is there anything stirring? Any pirates to catch?
No, there ain't any pirates, but there's a couple of seals.
Seals? You mean honest-to-goodness fur coats around here?
Sure. Ain't the season for them to be here. They're only strays. We saw them last night, too. Two cows and a bull. They're over on the rocks about 100 yards from here. Right over there in Crandall's Cove. You could see them if it wasn't for the fog.
Seals. Oh, Dick, let's go see them. Say, thanks, fellas.
That's all right, lady. Come around again some night. Maybe we'll have some pirates for you.
Come on.
Oh, don't be such a clod, Dickie. Say something.
You're going to see your seals, and then you're going right back to the club. This is no night for boating.
Oh, this is a night for anything. Come on, pull right into the cove here, Dick, and cut the motor. They must be around here somewhere.
Well, I'll be darned. Look there on the rocks.
Yes. That's them, all right. Say, aren't they big, though? Beautifully shiny. Oh, what you will see when you haven't got your gun along. That isn't the luck.
Luck is right. If you shot one of them, you'd have the law on you quick enough. Probably pay a fat fine, too.
Hey, Look, there goes the big one. Oh, we've scared them, Dick. Oh, and now the others have followed him. Oh, what a shame. Do you suppose they'll come back?
Well, you'd better ask them.
Dickie, do you love me, old fussbudget?
Oh, stop it, you.
You adore me, huh?
Why, sure.
Then take me back to the merry-go-round, and we'll say goodnight to those idiots. Later, we'll come back and bring the guns.
You laugh and stroke that shiny game shooting gun, and waffle Isaiah lying out there with his big mouth open to the sky.
Hey, Captain, did you hear that motorboat? You think it's a Coast Guard prowling around a bit?
Why, you poor fool, there ain't a sailor living could find us here. I know every shoal in this bay. Anyone who tries to get near us is bound to get caught on a nasty sandbar. Besides, that's just a little outboard. Some summer people, I guess.
Hey, Captain, how come you're dressed up? You going someplace?
Sure, I'm going ashore. We're as snug here in this cove as we'd be 20 miles out to sea. I gotta see the agent about getting this stuff ashore. And I'll spend a little time with my wife. Ain't seen the old lady in 4 months.
You're going to leave us here alone?
What's the matter, Lindsay? You scared of the dark? There's four of you here. Do you think I'd leave a $10,000 worth of cargo if I didn't think it was safe? I ain't worried about you and the crew. You'll be all right. The Coast Guard does happen to come alongside. You're a sword fishing outfit. You've got irons and lines on the deck to prove it.
Sure, we'll be all right. You rowing ashore on the dinghy?
Yeah. Before you turn in, see that your crew is asleep. Especially that loony black boy.
Yes, sir.
Anyways, I've got the cargo locked up safe. I don't trust any of you. Well, good night, Lindsay. Don't let these sharks get you.
Good night, sir.
Looks like they're all asleep. Hey, what's that?
Oh, excuse me, Captain.
You dirty scum. What do you mean, sneaking up on me that way?
Oh, excuse me, Captain. I didn't see you. And I guess you didn't see me on account of I don't make noise out my shoes.
And you're so filthy black, even the devil couldn't see you on a night like this. Come here. Give me a hand over the side. I'm going ashore.
Aye, aye, sir. Good night, Captain.
Good night.
Well, there he goes, just like a ghost of the night. I must look like a ghost, too. Can't nobody see me. Nobody. I'm safe. Can't nobody harm me now. Boy, that water sure looks pretty. Look at them mackerel. Say, why they streak away like that? Must be a shark around. But I never seen a shark swim like that before. Boy, give me that iron. I'm gonna catch me a big fish. There he is. I got him. I got him. He must be a powerful big fella.
Hey, now, you black one, what you wish you'd do?
Give me a hand here. I got something. Hey, Block, you too. We need help.
What do you want? What do you got there?
I don't know yet, but it's awful big.
Thunder hat. That's no fish.
Hey, ain't you smart now? Sure it ain't no fish.
You expect a great prize, eh? That seal is no good to you. You thought you had fetched up a fine fur coat, yes? That is no good. It is a air seal. A cat would have been better. You can heave it overboard yourself. You made me lose enough sleep already with your foolishness. Come on, Block. We go back to sleep.
What do they know? They thinks I don't know the difference between one kind of seal and another kind of seal. They think I stick this critter for to get a fur coat? They think that's why I killed him? Why? Why did I kill him? I don't know. Why do I do such crazy things? What for ain't I like other folks? Tell me that. What for I'm always scared? Scared to tell my right name. I ain't never done nothing wrong. But I always got to run away. I got to hide. I get a new name. I hide on a new boat. I goes all over this world. What's wrong with you, black boy? Why can't you forget that crazy old conjure woman with the prophesying? Oh, here comes that yellow conjure woman again. Get away, you demon. I don't want to think of you no more. I just want peace. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I don't want to go back and see it all again. I don't want to.
Silence, black boy. Can't you see she's trans? Silence, y'all, and wait.
That's my $2 there. For heaven's sake, why don't you tell me where my brother Jaffrey's too?
If you don't keep quiet, Zara DeGreed will tell you nothing.
Yes, sir. I'll be quiet.
Zara, speak.
Our vision's a colored boy about 18 years old. Got on a brown coat and a pair of drop gray pants.
That's Jaffrey. That's him. Yes, sir.
Silence.
Our vision's him coming along through Jim Bayliss's alleyway, I do. Right here in the midst of this magic crystal, our vision's him true as life. Coming along out of Bayliss's alley. Tromping soft in the shadow under the heliotrope barroom. Our vision's him coming toward the door. Our vision's him coming in the door. Our vision's at that very door behind your back. There, now!
Oh, have mercy on us!
I was coming along into here to ask the conjure woman where you was.
Jaffrey, you came. She said you was coming and you came. She's a conjure woman for sure. She can see what's going to happen.
Zara knows all.
Come on out of here. We're going home.
Yeah, take me home, Jaffrey. That conjure woman must be a devil.
Oh, sure, child. You'll come along with me.
Isaiah.
I'm getting out of here. Some evil is in here.
Isaiah. Draw nigh unto Zara and come here.
Jaffrey's
gone. I don't see him no more. I visions only of Isaiah. Draw nigh, Isaiah. I said it twice, and I said it thrice. Come here.
Jaffrey.
Isaiah, you hold your breath and you pray to God and the devil. And you stare where your eyes is. Our vision's a man grown. Our vision's this man by name Isaiah. Look at this man smile and show his fine white teeth. Never I lay my eyes on such a man. His muscles stay the same like a stallion racehorse. And his skin, it'll lay over them as smooth and shiny as silk and satin.
That's me!
You are there. Keep your eyes steady on the crystal. And our vision, here before my eyes, our vision. In the name of heavens, what does old Zara vision? Collecting and cogulating out of the witch me. What I see? I ain't never seen a gal like this with diamonds in her ears. Hair the color of ripe field corn and black eyelashes long and thick as rope. And why's this here red rose blossom gone and drop its petals onto them cheeks? Turn around a mite more, white gal. But you're blind, see. Damn. But I'd be wilt. This ain't winter in the mountains now, but the land's safe. Sure, now you got fooled, old Zara. That ain't no snowbank up north. That's a gal's throat. Then there's two shoulders and two arms. But how come all this cloud of mist and shimmer? That ain't nothing but a poor, cheap little dance dress. Cost $1,000 a yard in the quality store. But how come you undertake to dance, white gal? On two ankles you can't hardly see through microscope. And 2 feet get lost on the broad of a man's hand. And waffle you smile with your robber-head lips. And waffle you caught your breath. And waffle, you laugh and stroke the barrel of that sleek, shiny game shooting gun you got there with the smoke drooling out its mouth.
Let me out. I gotta get away. I gotta get away.
All right, young fella, you're next. What's your name?
My name is James. James Andrew Alger.
What's the matter? Don't know your own name, or are you dodging the cop?
Oh, no, sir. I never been in jail. I never been in no trouble.
Well, don't think you can dodge the law by going to sea. They catch up with you sooner or later. Here's your papers.
Ship the Cormorant. Sailing from Boston on January 10th. 2 points in Arctic. Name of applicant, James Andrew Alger. James Andrew Alger. James Andrew Alger.
James Andrew Alger. Oh, James. Hey, sweetheart, wake up.
What's the matter?
My Jim Andy, a black devil. Don't tell me you don't know we're going ashore today. We'll be in port in an hour. Get up and get to work, or the captain won't let you go ashore.
I don't care. I don't want to go ashore anyway.
Man, are you crazy? 4 months in the Arctic looking at nothing but ice and seals in this stinking boat, and you don't want to go ashore in Seattle? Why, it's the finest town in the world for a sailor. Plenty of music, plenty of liquor, and the girls.
Wow. Well, I just think I'll stay on board. I don't care for gals, no how.
Don't care for girls? What's the matter? You scared of them?
I ain't scared of nobody or nothing, see?
Well, I was only kidding, but I just can't understand why you don't want to get out of this rat hole and feel some land under your feet, that's all. You ain't in any trouble, are you?
No, no! I tell you, why don't you leave me alone?
Okay, take it easy. Well, let me tell you, the captain won't understand it neither. He won't take your next trip if he thinks you're wanted by the cops. You better go ashore anyways. It'll do you good. Maybe you don't like the girls, but wait till you see these, with those shimmery dance dresses and the little ankles and the black eyelashes long and thick as ropes. Oh.
How come you undertake to dance, white gal? On ankles you can't hardly see through a microscope. And waffle you smile with your ripe red lips. And waffle you stroke the barrel of that sleek, shiny game shooting gun. And waffle, you suck your red lips like they was wild bee honey when you look at pretty Isaiah lying there on the ground. But Isaiah, child, how come you all so paltry lazy? Waffle, your big teeth shine into the sky. How come all this here bullet blood running out of your skull paint all over the ground? Dead!
Stop it! I can't stand it no more. I'm going ashore. I don't care no more what happens. I don't care if I get killed. I'm going ashore.
Glad you changed your mind and got off that old top. This is a life, eh, Jimmy? Any
sure. Give me another drink.
Hey, well, boy, that ain't around much. You can certainly pour it down. Hey, barkeep, got my friend here another special. Add another one for me, too.
Okay.
Yeah. There we are. Now, here's to you, Jim Andy. You're a white black man, that's what you are. And you're my friend, see?
Sure. You're my friend. We're going to have another drink,
hey,
huh?
Well, wait a minute. Well, we ain't finished these yet.
Oh, come on. You leave away.
Hey, Jim, look.
What's the matter?
Look at that gal. Ain't she a knockout?
What gal?
Over there by the door. Hey, I think she's looking over here.
Yellow hair. Skin like a snowbank. And that shiny dress. What's she looking at? What's she smiling at with that red mouth?
Say, she's coming over here. Oh, boy.
What's she laughing at? Make her stop laughing. Don't let her come near me. Don't let her.
And waffle, you smile with your right red lips. And wherefore you laugh when you see pretty Azalea lying there on the ground?
Yes, sir.
Get away from me, white gal. Don't come near me. Don't you come near me.
Hiya, boys. How about buying me a drink?
Well, Bo, you laugh, white gal. Your throat like a snowbank up north. I'll say it, child. How come all this bullet blood running out of your skull paint all over the ground? Well, Bo, you catch a breath, white gal.
Come on, boys. Just a little drink for a thirsty gal.
Stop
how
smiling.
About it?
Stop it. I can't stand it. Get out of here. Get out.
Hey, Jim. Jim in. Hey, where'd you got to? What happened? Why, what happened, huh?
I thought he was going to kill me. He looked like crazy. Just looked at me and ran.
Huh.
He scared me to death. Well, come on, sailor. Buy me that drink. I need it.
Sure, baby. Come on.
What's your name, boy?
Algernon Jones.
Algernon Rhett Jones. Shipping on a Danish princess to Australia. Sign right here.
Wafo, you so paltry lazy, Isaiah Charles.
Name, please.
My name's Barrymore Wills. Going to Nova Scotia through the canal.
I vision this man, my name Isaiah.
What is your name, sailor?
Name's Wilson Barry.
Isaiah Charles. Draw down to Zara and come here.
No. I won't come back. I can't come back. I gotta get away.
What's the matter? You scared of girls?
What you laughing at, white gal?
White gal with diamonds in her ears, smiling with a rock red mouth.
What's your name, boy?
Wilbur Dixon's my name, Captain.
Why, you're so filthy black, even the devil couldn't see you on a night like this.
Waffle your big mouth open to the sky.
It's only a half seed. A cart would have been better.
Only a half seed. Why did I kill him? I don't know. Oh, look at that moon. The fog is going. It's getting clear. Wonder where Mr. Seal's wife is. Bet she'll come looking for him. Well, by God, talk about the devil. Here she is. He's got two wives, that old Seal. Look at him cruising around hand in hand, mistrusting around, speculating around to find out where the old man done going to send it into heaven to. Look how pretty they is swimming around. They shine like they got oil on their back. That water sure looks good. Moon on it make it look like diamonds. Them seals sure having fun speaking through the water. Boy, I'd like to be in there swimming around with them. Ooh, water all over me. Well, why not? Everybody's sleeping. Doggone, why not? Isaiah's going swim. Going for a little swim. Wait for me, old seals. I'm coming down right away.
Oh, that bullet blood running out of your skull paint all over the ground.
I safe here. Nothing can touch me in this water. Not even you, old yellow woman. Bullet blood all over the ground. Well, that proves it. Ground. Ain't no ground around here. Ain't nothing but water. Nice, cool water. Where them pretty seals went to? Oh, I sees you. You all seek you such rip-snorting, feedy swimmers. Well, you look out for this yellow-colored boy. He's gonna tweak your tails. Boy, this water feels good. I'm glad I've been a good boy and ain't done no evil. I'm glad, oh Lord, I'm glad. I've done been resurrected, and this saved my life. Where you all done gone to, my pretties? My angel lovelies? Don't be scared. I wouldn't hurt you. Come here, you pretty things. Come, play with Isaiah. Don't run up them rocks. Come on down here in the water. Come on down, my beauties. Don't be mad at me now. I didn't mean to stick you, old man. Why you sit up on them rocks? The water is so nice and cool. Come on in now. We'll dive through these big waves. Break them right in two. Ain't you coming in? There. Don't be scared. I'll come up and get you. Boy, these rocks are sharp.
There, the hammer pretty. Wait for Isaiah. Rocks. Rocks is ground.
Oh, I'm sure I got a big one, Dickie. I saw him kick. Oh, I could dance.
But how come you undertake to dance, white gal? And waffle that bullet blood running out all over the ground.
Oh, isn't this marvelous, Dickie? Why don't you give me a glad look, you fish, you? Smile.
And waffle you smile with your ripe red lips. And waffle you laugh and stroke the barrel of that sleek, shiny game shooting gun with the smoke drooling out his mouth.
Oh, I feel like $1,000,000, Dick. This is a life. Come on, let's go after the others.
And how come you all so paltry lazy, Isaiah child? Laying there with your big mouth open to the sky.
You have just heard the Columbia Workshops production of Prophecy, adapted by Sylvia Marks from the short story Sooth by Wilbur Daniel Steele. The original score was written and conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction of William N. Robeson. Miss Marks, the adapter of tonight's broadcast, is a student in the course in radio writing under Mr. Robeson's instruction in the Division of General Education at New York University. Next week, the Columbia Workshop will present an original play written in the same course, a modern fantasy entitled Now Playing Tomorrow by Arthur Lawrence. Mr. Robeson will direct the production. Harry Clark speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.